And now, from high atop Scottsdale in the Star Worldwide Network studios in the Camelback Tower, it's the Powered by Franchising podcast, where we break down successful business ownership utilizing the franchise model, working for yourself but not by yourself to create financial freedom with the power to change people's lives. And now, here's your host for Powered by Franchising, Laura Rolfe.
Hi, and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Laura Rolfe, where we will speak about speak with experts in the field about franchising, trends, growth strategies, funding opportunities, and more. And today, I am absolutely delighted to welcome Emily George, IFA Membership Director, fresh off of the International Franchise Association Convention here in Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome to the show, Emily.
Yeah, thank you so much. I feel like fresh is a very kind word for us right after the convention, but it is one of those things, like you always end up just a little bit exhausted, but also so invigorated by everything you've just experienced. So maybe fresh is perfect.
Well, I understand there were more than 70 events within the event. 4,000 attendees. Wow, is that record attendance this year?
So unfortunately, we did not quite hit record attendance, but it was really amazing attendance. So the IFA convention has historically bounced between Las Vegas and then other locations. Las Vegas is always our biggest years. Folks love to come out to that city to convention. We tend to have slightly smaller years when we're out of Vegas. So this was on par with our off-Vegas years, but just really wonderful to see 3,800 people who love franchising come together to share this experience.
So I wasn't able to attend the show this year, but I have colleagues and franchisees and franchisors that attended. What were some of the highlights from your perspective, Emily?
Yeah, it was an action-packed weekend. Kicking it off with Deion Sanders was super fun. We always have great guests. I mean, getting to see Shaquille O'Neal, Drew Bledsoe, and Brett Bledsoe in past years. But Deion was kind of super fun for me personally. I am a child of the late 80s, early 90s, when he was, you know, very popular with the Dallas Cowboys. But it was really cool. You know, some of my younger staff knows Deion Sanders in a totally different way. Some of our, you know, more legacy folks in the association know him in an entirely different way than I do. And it was really cool to see, you know, his message kind of unite the generations of franchising. So that was really exciting. But then, you know, we mix it up. We get some economic news. We get some government relations updates. We get some great franchise education. It's just a little bit of everything when you come to the IFA convention.
Yes, well, new data for 2024 was released just prior to the convention. I'm sure that was probably intentional. And I understand that franchising accounts for 195,600 jobs and has an economic impact of $19 billion. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just in the state of Arizona. So one of the cool things that came out of the economic data is that Arizona as a state is you know, like, around number 8 for franchising states in the country. So Arizona is a great friend to franchising, and kind of broader economic data is demonstrating that franchising as a business model will outpace the rest of the economy by having the strength of the business model behind it. So that's really excellent to see, and we're really excited about that, what that means for our members in the coming year.
Yeah, I believe you're forecasting a 1.9% growth in franchising in 2024.
Yes.
Any other insights that you want to share with our audience?
You know, I'm not the greatest data wonk, but
that's okay.
But it is just great to see franchising continue to perform strong.
Well, excellent. Mm-hmm. So tell me about how you got into franchising and landed with the IFA.
Yeah, so as many people do, I kind of backed my way into franchising. I happened to know a person who was the president of Wendy's International for a number of years. He purchased a small restaurant group where I live in Columbus, Ohio, and I had the opportunity to go to work for him, where I learned all things franchising. It's what he knew, and it's how we ran the restaurants. So I kind of got to know franchising that way, and then had the opportunity to join the supplier side of franchising. So I was actually a member of the IFA for 6 years before I joined the IFA staff in May of last year. So this is kind of my first go around. It's not my first convention, but my first go around on the IFA staff, and it was awesome to see it from that perspective. It's always been great to attend, and now it's even better to attend as staff and provide this incredible opportunity for other people.
Tell me about the types of members you have and the benefits of IFA membership, Emily.
Yeah, our members are awesome. So we have three types of members. We have franchisors, franchisees, and supplier partners in our membership. Right now we've got just north of 1,200 franchisor members, around 650 suppliers, and somewhere in the neighborhood of about 10,000 franchisees on our rosters. So it is such an amazing group of people that represent more than 300 industries across franchising. So it's really cool how diverse, not just from the types of businesses they are, we get to see all the things, all the pet brands, all the home care brands, all the health and wellness. Like, I love kind of keeping up on trends just by seeing what brands are coming. You know, like, you first started hearing about pickleball, and it wasn't that much longer that, you know, you start seeing pickleball franchises pop up, and we had a few join us at convention this year. So it's really kind of cool to see those through lines in the trends. But yeah, we represent all types of different industries, all types of different stages of growth, too. We see lots of emerging and micro-emerging brands all the way to the legacy brands, the McDonald's and the Wendy's and the Burger King's, and the brands a lot of people know and love in franchising. So we get to touch a little bit of everybody in our membership.
Well, excellent. Yes. And I understand you had puppies and IV therapy at the convention this year.
We had all the things. There were absolutely puppies. Our friends at Franchise Filming partnered with a local animal shelter and brought in puppies. Actually, one of the IFA events team, she adopted one of the puppies. So her new puppy is headed home with her today, and we're all a little bit jealous of that.
Is the puppy's name Dion by chance?
Oh my gosh, no. So this is the puppy's name is Catastrophe. Oh. Cat for short. So she has a puppy named Cat now.
It's That's just so adorable.
Fun, right?
I love it.
So fun, yeah. But yeah, we had the IV therapy. One of our fabulous supplier partners, Rev Local, did massages in their booth, which was a gift to everybody. So lots of fun swag, lots of fun things on the convention floor this year.
Excellent. Well, so interesting you mentioned pickleball. Mm-hmm. So I started playing pickleball this year. Excellent. I play every Sunday with friends, and they are intense.
Yeah.
And so I took a class, and I play also with my beginner's class.
Fabulous.
Since we've left class. Mm-hmm. And I myself have been looking at a pickleball franchise. I inquired, so.
There you go.
I'm intrigued. It's hot and new, and mm-hmm. it's just fun to get out there on the court.
Well, and it really is cool to see those things change in franchising. And I was listening to a podcast with the gentleman from Entrepreneur Magazine and kind of talking about the 500 list this year and kind of what's changed on the 500 list. And he was talking about how, you know, we're not really seeing as many tanning salons or video rental stores, right? Used to be very popular franchise types. And now we're seeing these whole new categories, like tons of stuff in kind of that medical wellness line.
Yes.
Lots of stuff in fitness, pickleball included. So it's always cool to see those things kind of change and evolve in franchising.
So I understand the theme this year was Franchise Smarter. What does Franchise Smarter mean to you, and what were some of the key takeaways from the participants this year?
Yeah, I was really excited to see that as our theme this year. Franchise Smarter really aligns with our mission to protect, enhance, and promote the business model of franchising, and also what we believe about responsible franchising. Responsible franchising, growing strong systems the right way, is something we believe in strongly that supports our mission. And franchising smarter is just really following those principles of responsible franchising. It's starting in the development process with the appropriate disclosures, making sure that you're guiding candidates through that process in a responsible way, so that everybody can make a great decision, both the franchisor and the candidate, if they decide to partner together, and then supporting those franchisees effectively after the fact with great operations, great supplier partners. It's really just being responsible, being intentional as a franchisor and a franchisee all the way through the process.
And the IFA supports that responsibility. I love that you have so many breakout sessions for the emerging franchisor. Tell me what those look like this year.
Yeah, so, you know, this is always the challenge with such a diverse membership. How do you create content for such a diverse audience? You know, if you just take the different industry types, we couldn't do 300 different industry tracks. If you think about the different stages of growth, we can't necessarily address all of them, but we really try to hit some of the high points. And there are always emerging brands in our space that really need that help kind of figuring out that transition from they were an expert in their business. They were an expert in the pet care space. They were an expert pickleballer, you know, before they became a franchisor. But now you're in a different business. Now you're a franchisor, and that's a totally different thing. So providing them the networking, the resources, the education on how to make that transition from one area of expertise to another and become a great franchisor in this community.
Yes, they're really fun brands. I know a lot of the emerging brand CEOs, and I really appreciate their depth of experience that they share amongst themselves, and then also the people, the Catherine Monsons of the world, who received the IFA award this year.
Our new Hall of Fame.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see a mix of veterans supporting the new folks and just that diversity.
Well, and that's a hallmark of franchising in my experience. I don't think I have ever been in an industry that has been so open and transparent with sharing. You know, we always say there are no new problems in franchising. Whatever you're going through, it's likely that someone else has had the same thing or something very similar, and you will find those people more than willing to share their experience so that you don't have to experience it in as difficult a way as they did. So it's the Catherine Monsons and the David Barrs and the Steve Hockett, our incoming chair. It's those fabulous folks who are there and willing to share their knowledge for anyone who wants to come and soak it up.
Excellent.
It's awesome.
So what are you most excited about for 2024 in franchising?
Oh my gosh. See, this is that excited part that you come out of convention with so many ideas. I mean, personally, I'm very excited for what we can do for our members in 2024. We're really focused on driving member value, driving education, driving networking opportunities, and of course, all of the work that we're doing on the government relations side. You know, this has not been an easy time for franchising in the last year. We have faced some battles, but we have the team to do it, and it's been amazing to see them just snap into action and pounce all over, you know, the challenges that have come our way. And I'm just excited for all of those things to come to fruition and see the way that we live our mission to protect, enhance, and promote this business model.
I love what the IFA is doing. And yes, advocacy is a big core focus of your energies and efforts. And with the support of your members to advocate in states as well as in Washington, D.C. regarding franchising as a business model.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure to do it. And, you know, we offer a few different ways for folks to get involved. If you have any issues in your state, if there are big issues in your state and you want to be more involved there, reach out to our team. We'll connect you with government relations, get you involved where it makes sense for you to do so. but we also host a series of road shows regionally. Open for Opportunity is what we call them, and we bring together local franchisors and franchisees with government officials to share the story of franchising. And it's amazing how often it's not that our government officials don't want to support franchising, they just don't know what it is. They don't actually get how much of franchising is truly small business owners heavily invested in local communities. And the more we can tell that story through the Open for Opportunity Roadshow, the better. We also invite all of our members to join us once a year in Washington, D.C. for the Advocacy Summit. This year it will be September 9th to 11th, and it's 3 days coming out to Washington, D.C. We do education, we do training, we do some committee and forum meetings, and then we send folks to Capitol Hill. So you actually get to go to Capitol Hill and meet with your representatives, again, to share that story of franchising. And that's such a fun experience. I was lucky enough to get to intern in Congress, so I had that experience years and years ago, and now it's so fun to share that with folks, and so cool to see people who still are having their first time to D.C. So we want to get more and more people involved in coming out to D.C. and helping us share that story.
I've been to the Hill a couple of times, awesome. And it's definitely empowering to be there speaking with your senators, House of Representative members, sharing your story, educating them about the issues that are important to you close to home, and they take time. They take the time to listen.
Yeah, they are your representatives. Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity. So if we can help anybody make their way to the Hill in September, please reach out. We'll be happy to help.
Where would any of our listeners go to learn more about advocating with the IFA?
Absolutely. So I really encourage folks to check out our website, franchise.org. But we also really pride ourselves on providing concierge-level service to all of our members and non-members. So you're welcome to reach out to me personally. You can reach me at egeorge@franchise.org, and I'm happy to answer any questions or point you in the right direction.
Well, excellent. Yes, all of the IFA leadership contact information is on franchise.org's website. So
absolutely.
You can reach out to, I know, Matthew Holler,
yep.
Your president, is mm-hmm. very accessible. I love that about you guys.
Thank you.
One of the initiatives that I was really excited to hear about that you've created is the Franchise Ascension Initiative.
Yes.
So engaging and allowing more people the opportunity to get involved with franchising if they are interested.
Yes. Yeah, the Ascension Initiatives was probably one of the most exciting announcements coming out of the 2024 convention. So this was a brainchild that began in 2023 with Omar Simmons and his wife. And they reached out to the IFA and said, we want to do something to make an impact for underserved communities. They personally backed it with a very significant pledge and helped fundraise to make the rest of it happen. And it's amazing to see how it's come together. But the Ascension Initiative is going to allow us to invite underserved communities into the conversation around becoming franchisees. And when we can get more people of color, you know, more of our minorities into that role of franchisee and make that accessible to them and help them create the generational wealth that franchising can provide, that's a game changer. And very similar to our representatives, it's often just a case of access and education that is the barrier to entry for these folks. So it's really amazing to see Omar and his family and the Ascension Initiative just helping to break down those walls and make franchising accessible to a more diverse community.
Well, and you have a committee of folks that are taking this initiative and running with it and making sure that they're implementing it strategically and creating a voice for those underserved populations and for the opportunity to get more people involved in franchising. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just like we were talking about with the transparency and sharing, Franchise family also loves to volunteer leadership. So we do have an amazing task force of folks who are really helping to build the Ascension Initiative, and exactly as you're saying, just really drive that forward. And it all comes from our fabulous volunteer leaders.
So what's next for you, Emily?
Oh, what's next for me? So I'll have a few days at home, and then we start preparing for the rest of the spring travel. So we'll be out to a few brand events for some of our member partners. I will be in Las Vegas for the multi-unit conference with Franchise Update Media. And then we start preparing for our partner shows with MFVCOM Exposium. So we'll be out to the Franchise Expo in Los Angeles, while some of our team is on their way to London for the international show. So the IFA team is going places and doing things this year.
Well, excellent. Well, it was wonderful having you on our show today. Are there any other parting words about franchising you'd like to share with our audience this afternoon?
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's been a phenomenal opportunity just to share the good word about our convention experience. And certainly, if there's anything we can help with in the franchise space, if you're interested in membership or would like to become more engaged with your membership with the IFA, please reach out. We'd love to chat.
And that website, again, is franchise.org. Yeah. So, again, thank you, Emily, for staying after the IFA convention just a smidge longer. So we could be live in studio this afternoon at Star Worldwide Network. Safe travels home.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for listening to the Powered by Franchise podcast with Laura Rolfe. Join us next time as we continue to break down successful business ownership using the franchise model.